The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, nice to see you again.
And you. And we've been talking about a variety of things over the past few months, but one now is the one that, as pet owners, we need to remember to do on a regular basis. I have an alarm that comes up on my phone whenever it's time to do it. But we're talking about parasite control, which would be worming and fleeing. Firstly, why do we need to bother?
Well, there's lots of reasons. One of the most important reasons is the potential zoonotic problem that we get with worms. This is where worms can actually cause us as humans problems. And that's one of the reasons why we had to take good precautions to make sure that our cats and dogs are wormed on a regular basis.
So we can get worms from our pets?
Yeah, the classic version of that, the one that everyone worries about most, is a thing called Toxocara. And one of the places it can end up in is in the eye. And it can lead to blindness and to problems in the eyes. There's also links with asthma and various other problems as well. So regular worming of our pets and good oral hygiene is the way that we need to go forwards. And we have to remember that our children's idea of hygiene is not as good as ours. And so, you know, when they've been busy petting Fido, they then go and stick their fingers in their mouths or eat some chocolate or whatever. And that's where there's a potential for transfer.
That's often done, worming's done via a tablet or something normally, is it?
Yeah, there's different ways. There's some amazing new products come out recently, and we actually have a tablet that for dogs, which will take care of ticks, fleas and worms, you know, in one tablet. We haven't got a magic bullet that does absolutely everything, but there's ways that we can try and get good coverage for most of our products now.
The other side as well, you say it also takes care of ticks and fleas. Why do we need to bother with fleas? I know that we don't want them hopping around our house.
And we certainly don't want them hopping around the house, that's for sure. But fleas are probably the single biggest cause of skin problems in cats and dogs. And we have a whole load of problems that are associated with that, not only in terms of allergies, but in terms of the skin getting very, very inflamed and infected when dogs or cats are scratching at themselves. And the thing to remember is that for every single flea on our cat or a dog, there's probably 100 or so in the house.
Oh.
So if we treat our dogs and cats, then there's still going to be a big burden there that can actually come and then treat or can affect us as well. So we need to make sure we have a comprehensive plan for treatment. And I think that some of the products that are available are maybe not as effective as others. By going to the veterinary surgeon, you know, everyone's going to know that they're going to be using the best products that are there, the most effective products that are there. Because at the end of the day, we don't want flea bites, I promise you.
And ticks as well. I didn't realise that was, you know, all covered under one umbrella. I know they're very nasty little things that cling on to your animal, but actually you can prevent the likelihood of that happening.
Yep, ticks can transmit diseases, and there's some horrible diseases in continental Europe starting to show their ugly heads in the UK as well now, with everyone taking their pets abroad and then coming back in. But yeah, ticks are a big problem. They insert their mouth parts into the skin, burrow in there and then suck blood. But as part of that, they also excrete a little bit of saliva into the blood, and so diseases can be transmitted. And one of those diseases is a thing called Lyme's disease, and that can be a real problem for people.
How regularly do we need to be doing a treatment for our pets?
It varies with the individual product, but many of the products require a monthly treatment. And one of the other advantages of using monthly treatment is that we can also take care of this new worm that's coming forward, a thing called lungworm. And that's spread through slugs and snails and their slime, using regular treatments as advised by the veterinary surgeon, because different patients will have different needs. But we've got very, very good, very, very effective products that'll take care of these problems now.
If we are worried that one of our pets has either worms, fleas or ticks, are there certain signs that we should look for and that we'd notice?
Well, with fleas, probably the commonest sign that people will see, apart from cats scratching, is that you'll see these little black flecks in the coat. And these black flecks are actually flea poo. And if you brush them off onto a bit of white paper and put a little bit of drop of water on there, you'll see like a little red stain, like an ink stain coming away as the blood dissolves out. Now, I always thought that fleas were terribly inefficient if they're eating, they're actually leaving a lot of the food behind when they're pooing. But what they're doing is they're actually putting food down for the larval stages, for the next stage of the fleas. Mm-hmm. So actually they're being really quite cunning. They're getting a food resource in for the next generation of fleas.
And I know that worms as well, I've seen when dogs have had it, they kind of do this funny wiggle along the floor, don't they?
Yeah, I wish this was TV, actually, because you were demonstrating the wiggle there very well. But yes, a lot of people think that with dogs, when they have worms, they scoot and they rub their backsides. That sometimes can be linked with worms, but more commonly is a problem with the anal glands. But of course, the anal glands may fill up because of diarrhea, because of worms. So there is a link that way too.
Ah, so it could not be worms. It could be something else.
It might be something else. But yes, come along, get a check over, see what the problem is.
And if we find a tick, what are we meant to do with that tick?
The old thing about using burning cigarettes, well, not that anyone should be smoking these days anyway, but using burning matches and things to get rid of ticks is not the right way to do it. There are some special tick hooks that allow us to remove the tick, because we don't want to squeeze them and actually end up with juices from the tick getting injected into the wounds. So there are some special hooks that we can use, but also your veterinary surgeon will be able to apply some special lotions to the tick and actually be able to remove the tick safely without needing to spread of diseases.
If somebody is maybe they're aware that they're probably not on the right parasite control treatment, they're not sure whether they're doing it often enough or they feel like it's not working, they can come and talk to you or somebody at the vet hospital about it.
Absolutely. Our nurses have got a good regime of flea, tick and worming control, so you're very, very welcome to come along and chat to our nurses. For some pets, we'll eat tablets brilliantly. Others, we need to use spot-ons. There's a different approach for each pet, but yeah, we'll find something that works for you and for your pet.
Giving cats a tablet must be one of the toughest things anyone has to do.
It can be, but some of the tablets are now very, very palatable. I had a little cat in the other day that walked across the consulting room table and ate a tablet out of my hand. Now, I was singing that cat's praise, and I just wish they'd all do that.
Yeah.
But yes, they can be easier than they used to be.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.